Hi, my name is Stefan Wiedner, and I'm one of the co-founders here at Numi.com. Today, I'll be interviewing Claudia Bayer Noble from New York City. Welcome, Claudia, and thanks for joining me today.
Well, Stefan, thank you for the introduction and for conducting this interview.
You bet. So what's the challenge your ideal clients are most typically trying to overcome when they contact you, Claudia?
Well, Stefan, I love to work with holistically minded professionals who want to work with a coach to either reinvent themselves professionally or to gain a greater sense of self personally, to live and enjoy life more fully and to put their dreams into actions professionally or personally. My clients' challenges can vary from either feeling unfulfilled in their careers with a sense of, I don't belong here, which can often shows up in them feeling unmotivated or feeling unsuccessful, to clients that consider themselves successful but lack life balance or are looking to match their outer success with a greater sense of emotional health and well-being on the inside.
Mm-hmm. So how do you help them do this? How do you help them feel that better sense of emotional health and well-being?
Well, I work with my clients in different ways, depending on their preference. Some clients get a lot of benefit from a systematic and practical approach, using a tried and successfully tested 10-step dream coach process to put their dreams into actions. I work with a client together using a workbook to guide them through the step-by-step designed questions, practices, exercises, and journaling, addressing the client's intentions, integrity, their purpose, and their greater vision. I explore with the clients their beliefs and also what we call gremlins, known as those inner voices that like to hold us back. I will help the client to gain a greater or a new perspective on failure, and will help the client with creating a strategy, a strong support team, and action steps towards their goals. Again, to put their dreams into actions.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you have a really comprehensive set of tools that you bring to the clients and kind of adapt it based on the individual client's needs.
Absolutely. Some people, other clients prefer to let me know week by week what it is that they want to get out of their coaching session. So, all transformation starts with our willingness to take responsibility for our results in life. So as a coach, I use empowering questions to encourage clients to become aware of those underlying thoughts and feelings that are no longer producing the results that they would like in their life. So, for example, some of those empowering questions would be, what will you no longer tolerate in your life? Or what would you do if you could not fail? Or if you tried this, how would that feel to you? Or what is your new belief that can put your dreams into actions? So coaching is really all about an inquiry into our life.
Mm-hmm. So through your process of coaching, how do your clients benefit?
So let me maybe give you a couple of examples. So for example, a professional woman, this is a recent client, professional woman, also mother of two teenage children, came to me feeling really overwhelmed in her life, not happy in her job, not feeling good about herself. And so her underlying, what I call sticky issue, really were her beliefs. And her beliefs were, I'm a failure, I'm not good enough. It's kind of inadequacy and scarcity that often are running our life. As a perfectionist, she tried to compensate for her inadequate self, which brought a lot of overwhelm and disconnectedness into her life. She felt disconnected from her colleagues at work. And as a parent, she tried very hard to validate herself as a mother. That sort of backfired on her as her teenage daughters resented her control. Now, coaching benefited my client to become more aware and gain self-knowledge of those inner selves that were running her life, allowing her to choose more deserving thoughts and feelings that shifted her into a new way of being. Because I truly believe that we need to be what we want to attract in our life, overriding, yet not excluding, but enhancing positively our doing. So as a result of her new way of being, she won new friends at work that were giving her the support that she needed, that immediately improved her job satisfaction. And at home, it improved her relationships with her daughters, as she proceeded to live a more happier, easier, and more self-nurturing life.
Wow. You've been doing this for a long time. What's your background and how did you get into coaching?
Stefan, my background is actually in sales and marketing, mainly in the area of fashion clothing and accessories. As a successful entrepreneur of over 22 years, I had a great career, success, and money at a relatively young age. However, in my early 40s, I realized that my outer reality looked quite different from my inner reality. I really had trapped myself in my career. I felt exhausted, had lost balance, lacked purpose, and felt unfulfilled. So in the year 2000, I chose to leave my career to explore how I could regain inner freedom and reevaluated what true success would look like for me. I searched for my purpose. I did my inner work for personal growth, searched for healing and holistic studies, and discovered professional coaching in 2004 through the International Coach Federation, which is now the governing body of over, I believe, 23,000 professional coaches worldwide, and who I served as a director on board here in New York City between 2005 and 2007. In 2009, I was accredited as a professional certified coach after submitting over 700 client coaching hours. And I truly found my life's purpose in supporting others to put their dreams into actions. I also recently got married for the first time in my early 50s to a wonderful man. And now, not just professionally, but also my personal dreams have come true.
Well, you are a great story, and I'm sure you're going to help many more clients create their own great stories. Claudia, it's been a real pleasure interviewing you today. Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much, Stefan.